CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The state's star witness in the Jocelyn Smith trial admits she fabricated some of the information in her police confession statement. Laurentia Lombard is being cross-examined by Kelly Smith's lawyer. Smith is an accused and the mother of the seven-year-old girl who went missing over a year ago. The defense has already labeled Lombard as an unreliable witness and questions around her credibility have been raised. Lombard was initially also arrested, but charges against her were withdrawn when she turned state witness. Arthur Bose reports.
In her evidence in chief, she told the court that Kelly Smith allegedly told her about the plan to sell her daughter to a sangoma for money. She also claims to have witnessed Smith and little Jocelyn leaving Middelbos with an unknown woman on the day of her disappearance. Lombard also concedes that she fabricated some of the contents in her confession statement.
You told us that not everything you told Captain Sylvia was the truth.
That's correct, my lord.
You also told us those were your own words.
That's correct, my lord.
So they came from your own mind through your own mouth.
That's correct, my lord.
Now, Mr. Stephen Wright says, if it was not the truth, then it must be something that you made up.
That's correct, my lord.
That sound is courtesy of the SABC.
NSFAS is appealing to landlords to not evict students amid another batch of delayed payments. It has promised that the money will be in their accounts next week. The student financial aid scheme says it understands the financial pressures that accommodation providers face, particularly at the start of the year. Spokesperson Ishmael Mnisi says they've received reports that some landlords are threatening to kick out students. He's asked them to consider the impact it will have on both students and landlords. Mnisi says they are working on solving the payment delays.
NSFAS is committed to resolving all legitimate claims. At this point, NSFAS is adhering to the payment dates of April the 4th, 2025. Should it become possible to expedite this payment date, we will promptly communicate any changes with all stakeholders, including accommodation providers and students.
And Cape Nature says from October last year until the end of February this year, wildfires have scorched 32,187 hectares of land in the Western Cape. The Swartberg protected area accounted for about half of the hectares burnt and was the worst affected area. Since the start of October, the entity has spent more than 12 million rand on combating and preventing fires. The local government authorities say the Cape Nature is working on long-term strategies to improve fire management, which includes fuel load reduction. The top story this hour, the state's star witness in the Jocelyn Smith trial admits she fabricated some of the information in her police confession statement. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Andy Farrell has announced his British and Irish Lions support staff for the Australian tour later this year. Varsity College can secure promotion to the Varsity Cup tomorrow when they take on Walter Sisulu. And Bafana Bafana have to sit and wait to see if they'll face sanctions for their Tebogo Mokoena suspension blunder.